Hello and welcome to this month's journal. So today we are going to be talking about mindful business maintenance. What does that mean to you? So this is something I work with on a regular basis with my clients. And it's super, super helpful to keep you on track, to maintain your business, but also to grow and expand your business without getting overwhelmed. So let's dive into this month's topic. So I'm going to be taking you through what I do with my clients with the Mindful Business Maintenance, which is a membership which starts at £25 a month. But I'm going to give you all of the details. So if you want to set this up on your own, you can just go for it, or you can join the crew for £25 a month. So the reason I set up this is because of the overwhelm, because of the consistency which is needed in business, and for that kind of group and networking and camaraderie that if you're a solopreneur, you might not get. So with the Mindful Business Maintenance, you certainly get it. So let's dig into the four kind of reasons and kind of crutches that I have created with this, and you can create yourself. Okay, this isn't a massive sales pitch. You can honestly set this up yourself, or you can join us co-working sessions. So being a solopreneur, you are often on your own. You may see customers, clients face to face or online, but have you got that kind of business hive mentality? Have you got other people that you can talk about your business with, growth aspects of it, maintenance aspects of it? Perhaps you don't get that in your family or friendship circles. I think it's really, really important. So that in the co-working sessions, we set aside 2 hours a week. It's online. Everybody comes on. We all go round the circle, say what we're going to do, and then I time 30 minutes. Everybody's put on silent. Everybody gets on with their work. Now, if there are any questions or any help is needed, we're there. We're there together to answer any questions. I'm here to answer my clients' questions. It's a really good way of kind of getting that hive mentality and that energy, that co-creation energy. Sometimes when you're sat doing admin by yourself, you can go off-piste, so to speak. You can be on your phone, you can then be scrolling, you've then wasted half an hour or an hour. Whereas with these co-working sessions, this timer is put on, it's dedicated space to do your business admin or ask any questions. So it's really, really focused on whatever anybody wants to do. Once the 30-minute timer goes off, we all come back together, say what we've done quickly, and then the next 30 minutes, and what we're going to do next. And then the next 30 minutes is started, and off we go again. So we get at least 3 dedicated 30 minutes and chatting, connecting within that 2-hour session. It's really good, and it allows you to set clear goals, achieve them, do little breakouts, do some networking, and also kind of change up your scenery. Even though it's online, you're seeing our faces. It's really good. So attending kind of co-working sessions regularly is going to help you to build momentum and stability and consistency in your business. Number 2, focused monthly group calls. So these focused monthly group calls are about diving in to the world of new skills, strategies that can catapult your business to different levels. Every month is a different focus, and I generally focus it on whatever blog I am doing. So last month was all about networking. So what networking groups are near you? What can you tune into, etc.? And then this month is all about maintaining your business, being consistent and growing your business. So the monthly focus calls are just that. It's once a month. It's focused on learning something to do with some sort of game changer for entrepreneurs and businesses. Number three, this is something that lots of people in the kind of entrepreneurial world are talking about at the moment: CEO time or CEO weeks. So I have seen lots of different things. And the one I really liked the best was a CEO week. So once a month, a post goes out Monday to Friday. Everybody within the group commits to something each day. Each day they post that commitment in the group under the post. And once they have done it, they go into that post, they find their commitment, and they type underneath it that they have achieved or they've got so far with that task. Each day it's the same. So by the end of the week, you have achieved lots. This is CEO focused time. Now, these could be any tasks within business, but CEO time, you've got to think above the general scheduling style business admin and be thinking more about the strategy, structure, financial commitments, and that sort of admin. That's what I find is best to do within CEO week. So your finances, your kind of strategy, structure, all the bigger picture stuff. And the fourth is the quarterly 90-day goal setting workshops that happen within the Mindful Business Maintenance. And these are something I've been doing for a long time. So I started actually doing these with personal development and then brought them into my businesses. 90-day goal settings are really good because they're achievable. When we think of the huge big goals that might take 5-10 years, we can often get lost in what to do like right now. So 90-day goal settings are workshops are all about keeping you on point, setting stretch goals but also achievable goals. They're the stepping stone goals, and I'm telling you, if you do this 4 times a year, you will see your business and your life transform. I've been doing these for a long time. At the beginning of the year, I do like a yearly forecast. And at the end of the year, I do a yearly roundup. And everybody that does this work with me gets 70% or more, sometimes 100% of all the goals that they have set at the beginning of the year, all the aspirations, etc., all the dreams, all the hopes. I'm telling you, it's the balm. So the quarterly 90-day goal setting workshops are a really good grounding and pivoting part of the Mindful Business Maintenance. And again, all of these things you can do on your own, or you can join the Mindful Business Maintenance with us for £25 a month. That's the starting price with no one-to-ones. It's all group. But I'm telling you, you get a lot of bang for your buck. Is there anything else I can tell you today about the vlog and the blog that goes out in writing? So I've started a bit of a maintenance tick list. Now, you might know that I am a massive fan of the Microsoft To-Do app. So this is part of my maintenance checklist. and we find something that's going to work for my clients as well. We'll find something that works for you. But I've started a little bit of a tick list. But with my Microsoft To Do, it's like an online tick list and it pops up on my laptop. So when I'm doing, as I'm doing right now, the blog and the vlog, I have a tick list. So I go to my Harmony Business Academy blog tick list. It repeats every month because I just do one blog a month. But now I am nailing it because I'm not only creating the blog, I'm creating the social media posts that go out every single week that push people back onto the website to the blog. But I'm also doing the vlog connected to the written blog, which then goes out on the social media channels and pushes people back onto the website. Not only that, I with the vlog, I can then cut it up into little reels and little stories. I can also upload it to my podcast, because when I record this, I'm also getting a MP3 that I can upload to my podcast. So from going from one thing, writing a blog, which quite frankly at the beginning I was like, I don't want to do this, I'm dyslexic, I have no interest in doing it, it seems like a waste of time. Now I'm nailing it because I'm doing all the things and I'm doing them consistently, really, because of the tick list and the mindful maintenance. So you think about your business, what you do, how you can improve it by putting in these mindful maintenance aspects into the business, using tick lists or whatever it is you're going to use, but really bringing consistency into your business, your strategy and your structure. And it's more than just putting out social media posts. And that's the thing with business, right? You can do lots and you can do it well. And you can do little and you can do it well, or you can do lots or little and not do very well at all. So jump on this mindful business maintenance and really put that structure and strategy and that maintenance into maintaining and growing your business. It's been an absolute pleasure. All the links are above or below, whether you are watching or listening. My name is Jane Scanlon, and it's been an absolute pleasure to take you through this month's vlog.